You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of this show. You're about to listen to skateboarder Jennifer Charlene. My favorite part of her interview was talking about 66-year-old skateboarder Jackie G and her backyard skate park in Hawaii. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome, for the first time, skateboarder Jennifer Charlene. Did I say your name right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Charlene?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for coming. Yeah,
sure.
So I reached out to you on Instagram. A lot of your colleagues have been on here, fellow female skateboarders. What are your thoughts on skateboarding in the Olympics?
Well, that's kind of a... took me for a loop a little bit because I'm not like such a competitive person.
You do it for fun.
I do it for fun. Yeah, it's
that's
a lifestyle.
That's the way to go.
But I give big props to the kids and people that are going for it, mm-hmm. because that takes a lot of work and a lot of confidence. But mm-hmm, yeah, like mm-hmm. I don't think I could.
Right. I mean,
see myself.
There's probably a lot of pressure involved.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, imagine that. It's like something you do for fun, and there's judges.
Yeah.
The cameras and lights and everything. Yeah, it's
totally.
it kind of changes.
It did. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like I don't know if this is a good analogy, but like if you paint for fun or something.
Right.
You're like you do it in your mm-hmm. own apartment, and then now you have to do it in front of like millions, thousands of people.
Yeah.
And they're judging you like the way you're doing your lines or I don't know, that color's a little off.
Totally. Like I grew up doing ballet and modern dance.
Oh, really?
And I was doing more like performing side of it, but like the competition side of dance, it's kind of like that. I really understand it as much, and it just seems really scary.
Yeah. I did a little hip-hop dancing in high school.
Dope.
And I had to hide it from my wrestling coach because, wrestling's such a macho kind of sport, you know?
Yeah.
And I just remember, like, the assistant coach kind of, like, not kind of shaming me, but kind of making fun of me when I did that, the dance practice. Because this is back when it was, like, you know, Belle Biv DeVoe and, like, a lot of the art, you know, like, just, like... you know, the early hip hop in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And they were kind of, the coaches were kind of making fun of me.
Jeez.
But then same thing with skateboarding, it's kind of like, I even get self-conscious, like, maybe going to a local park now or something. I just skate to 7-Eleven or right. I kind of keep to myself.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like the older I get, the more self-conscious I get, kind of. I don't know why. Like when I was younger and starting out skating, I feel like I was so obsessed and addicted to it that it was just like tunnel vision. Like, I just want to skate. I want to skate. And I was probably pretty annoying and not taking turns.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like as I get older and like there's a lot of people at the park and I'm rolling up, I'm like,
Do you get vibed by other skaters at the park, like dude skaters? Is it acceptable? Like everything's accepted now, right?
Yeah, I think I'm so used to it. And I grew up with three older brothers and I have an older sister too. I'm the youngest of five. Yeah. So I'm kind of used to like,
those kinds of vibes.
I feel like I just don't really like pay attention. Either.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, let's say you were to lose your board or, like, you're trying to kickflip or something and your board kind of flings away from you. There hadn't been, like, skaters.
I'll get, like, shy and, like, intimidated sometimes if there's, like, super talented skaters.
Right.
In the park or
oh, yeah,
know,
obviously,
like, get,
yeah.
Like, kinda
you just
want to
sit down and watch them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying, have guys went out of their way to, like, fetch your board? Here you go. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
And they're, like, just being, like, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you, so what's some of your background? Where are you originally from?
I'm from Bakersfield, California.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And is that central?
Two hours north of Los Angeles.
Yeah. And I always relay everything with wrestling. I know that they had a couple good wrestlers.
I'm like that with ballet, too.
I don't know why I still pay attention to it.
I,
well, the thing is, I still watch Division I NCAA wrestling. I still watch it.
Yeah,
I watch
cool.
Division I wrestling still to this day.
It's a part of your life. I follow a bunch of ballet dancers.
You watch it today?
Yeah, for sure.
You know the good people.
I'm not like super in the loop, but I'm definitely still like interested. I actually just started doing ballet classes again. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you were raised with brothers. Did they skateboard?
No, I think they dabbled with it, but I like wasn't really paying attention at that time. Mm. And then. It was just always around. It was a cool thing for sure. But, like, I didn't really try to go for it until I became best friends with this girl, Anna, that's very, like, down to earth. And like,
can we give a shout-out real quick? Oh, what's her name? Can we give a
Anna
shout-out?
Bliss.
So shout-out to Anna Bliss.
Yes.
I'm writing her name. I'm taking notes now.
Yeah.
Bakersfield.
She's dope. She's kind of like a tomboy and, like, down to earth and, like, adventurous. And I saw the documentary Dogtown Z-Boys come on the TV.
Dude, that was a sick documentary.
Yeah, and I was just
What'd you like about it? I like that Stacey Peralta directed that, right?
Right. I thought it was dope that they were just so free and, like, they had that 70s steez. And it watching that old footage made me want to do Bertelmans and, like, just get low and, like,
oh, because that's cause back around. Then it was, like, skaters... actually took part in the activity when the waves were low or a lot of surfers would skateboard like sidewalk. That's where the term sidewalk surfing came to play.
Uh-huh.
And, but then I noticed the one thing that I noticed about that documentary was there was a street element there too, like the Chicano gang kind of culture, you know, like, and then, even Dogtown, even their graphics had that some of the writing was like kind of graffiti, old school style.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what was the, it was the Zephyr team.
The
right?
Zephyr team, yeah. And like the whole Jay Adams, like,
yeah,
his story was really cool. And just how he was he just had a ball skating. Like you watch him and he just looks like he just is just loving
Adams.
Life so much.
But then that
he was the one that went to jail for a little bit. He passed away now.
Yeah, so rest in peace.
Yes,
rest in peace.
Jay
but
Adams.
Then he actually he was involved with that the street culture as well. Like the dudes he would associate outside of skateboarding were like just like kind of like street dudes, right?
Right.
Like Chicano street dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's, I mean, because didn't he had a tattoo by his eye, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he have face tattoos?
For
stuff?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, so he was respected. He had the street credibility, but then he didn't blow up like, let's say, like a Christian Hosoi or something, huh? You know, because he.
No, yeah. I feel like, well, Tony Alva, he's still.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's still going strong.
Still.
He got kind of, he blew up.
You're right. So like, Tony Alva, I'm saying something maybe. But like, oh, because he got involved with drugs. I think Jay Adams got involved with drugs.
Yeah,
went to
he
jail.
Kind of fell out of the loop. Uh-huh. And then I think when he got older and got out of jail, he got back into it and did some surfing and a little bit of skating.
Yeah, yeah. And then there was a drug element though with his story, right? He got addicted.
I forget.
Drugs,
it's been
I think.
So many years that yeah. I saw that documentary.
So
I was
we highly recommend it.
Skating,
it's called Dogtown and Z Boys. It should be maybe if you just Google it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's on.
Oh, for sure. I mean, in my mind, I think it's an inspirational, like,
yeah.
And if you want to start skating and stuff, it's really cool to watch.
Do you think that's important to watch for just so people know the history of like it back then? The way it was, like, maybe in the Venice, Santa Monica area?
I mean, I would totally say you should watch it if you mm-hmm. haven't watched it. I don't know. I probably wouldn't be the same skater I am if I didn't watch
right.
it.
Right. Wasn't there a Japanese female skater?
Yeah, well, Peggy Oki.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, she's dope.
Yes, I would love to
what was her name again?
Meet her someday. Peggy Oki.
Peggy Oki.
Yeah. Is she Japanese?
I think she's Japanese. Yeah. I remember
so
her.
Dope. She had the long, flowy
hair.
Yeah,
and then she would skate the
real
pool,
low.
And then she would carve the pool.
So, so cool.
Yeah.
So dope. I feel like I kind of wanted to be like that, have her steez. When I started skating, I would just only do practice Bertelmans. Like, that's still one of my favorite
tricks. Describe what a Bertelmann is again.
So, a Bertelmann is when you get really low, and you can do it on a bank, and you put your arm down, and you slide your board across the concrete.
So it's kind of like a power slide with your hands
on
the ground.
Power slide.
You're doing a layback power slide.
Exactly.
With your hand.
And it makes a really cool noise with your wheels.
Yeah, it makes a screeching noise.
I love that.
I used to do those, but I didn't know the name of it. Yeah, but.
And it was named
after a
surfer.
Something Bertelmann.
Larry Bertelmann?
Can you look that up real quick? I'm asking my intern to look it up.
Yeah.
To fact check it.
But
yeah.
He would do it in the waves, and then they brought it to the concrete.
So it was a backside. You would put your backhand. It would be a backside.
You could do
a
frontside or backside.
So, okay, if you do a frontside.
I think frontside is
Bertelmann.
They're both Bertelmann.
They're both Bertelmann?
I think so.
Because I used to do one, me and back in the day, on the bigger boards, I would do the... I think the
front side was the more impressive one where they were like, oh, like he would, Larry Bertelmann would do that in the waves and then they like do it front side steezy.
But we would do it in the parking lots, right?
Yeah.
Like in an open parking lot. But I remember we would just try to do a 360, like kind of do a 360. We'd do half of one and then screech over.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, eh.
Yeah. There's some trial and error in there for sure.
That was so fun back in the day because this is before all the videos and all the crazy parts.
Yeah, and then the spins that they do, like that's a fun trick to try also.
What do you mean? Like a 360 ollie or something?
When you're just standing there, you could like roll a little bit.
Oh,
and then you go
tail?
On your back, on your tail,
oh,
you can go
yeah.
front side or back. You go front side or back side. Yeah, I think those are dope. And
yeah.
when they have their long, flowy hair and just like. Whoo.
Yeah, so we would do it. The tail would be like at an angle on the street.
Uh-huh.
Then you'd put one of your hands on the nose.
Oh, those.
And
yeah,
then
those
we would,
are rad
too. Yeah, it would be kind
of
like.
All those fun, wacky tricks.
Yeah,
I think
you would just kind of
so cool.
balance yourself to try to. The whole thing was if you could go all the way around.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd only go halfway.
I don't think I've ever done that one where you hold on like that.
You
hold
on your nose
that
and then...
That's hard. I should try it, though. It'd be fun.
But you know what the ironic thing about it? Because, you know, skateboarding has changed so much. If you were to do those two tricks that we just said at a park, people would look at you kind of funny. They would be like, what are they doing?
I like doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rules.
Yeah, I just do it.
Like, you would just do it. I mean, but I'm just saying, because like now it's like so cool to like skate, you know?
It is.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Like one of the coolest things.
But back in like 1988 or to 90, whatever, like early 90s,
right.
It wasn't that cool.
Right.
In fact, at Poway High in the 90s, obviously, I have to always say Tom DeLong. He skated. But there was only a handful. I could count maybe on two hands, maybe like seven, maybe, skaters. and they were outcasts.
Yeah, they're
they wore black.
Like rebels.
Yeah. Like the earrings. Yeah,
up
the,
to no good.
Yeah. They had the patches on the jackets. Yeah. And they didn't have many friends.
Now we have little kids going to the Olympics.
Yeah. Now it's kind of like people train. The kids train.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, like your mom and dad would throw you in Taekwondo.
Right.
They'd be like, you're going. Jimmy, you're going. Yeah. Today's your lesson. You're going to learn.
Exactly.
Switch tray flips today. You know?
And you're not leaving the park until you land it.
So what made you, so you saw that documentary, what made you get, when did you get your first board? When did you start really trying to like do it yourself?
So I didn't have my own board for a long time. I was borrowing my friend's brother's board. And then I finally got my own board. It was a hand-me-down from Devin Calloway. He's a pro out of Bakersfield.
Yeah, Devin. He's a black kid, right?
Yeah.
He's for chocolate
skateboards. For chocolate skateboards, yeah.
That kid, he was a phenom back in the day. He was good when he
super
was young.
Super light on his feet. Yeah. He's still killing it.
So he hooked you up?
Yeah, he would give me his hand-me-downs.
That kid was sick. He's still
like,
around,
when he was
right?
done with his board.
Yeah, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally remember him. Yeah. He was good when he was
super
young,
super nice dude.
How'd you meet him?
At the skate park.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was like a pass. I mean, if that guy, well, you know, because yeah. I mean, that guy's highly respected in the whole the community, right? I mean,
right.
He skated for chocolate. And
yeah.
So he just he was supporting what you're. He's like, yeah, here you go.
Totally. Yeah.
Wow. So shout out to Devin Calloway.
Cyril Jackson too. He was a local for a little bit.
So shout out to Cyril. I mean, that dude's sick.
He was on Baker for a little bit.
Yeah, he had the dreads.
Yeah.
Super. I'd see him at North Hollywood, and I would just whenever the Baker, like him or Antoine, like if any of those guys were, I would just sit back and watch them.
Yeah,
I'd be like, okay, I just want to watch these guys.
Yeah.
But I heard that Cyril Jackson, right? I heard he does music. Like,
oh yeah, he raps.
He raps, right?
Yeah.
I heard it. He's got some cool jams.
He does. He's doing pretty good. I haven't seen any of his content recently. I mean, Instagram has a weird thing with its algorithm. I feel like I don't see a lot of my friends.
Yeah, like it's weird how that works. So
like, I'll think about a friend. I'm like, I haven't seen what they're up to in a long time.
So you had two like heavy hitters supporting, like encouraging you
for sure.
Cyril and Devin Calloway.
Yeah,
continue.
Yeah, Cyril Jackson gave me the nickname Green Apples because my first real pair of skate shoes were these green leather TNT Vans.
Cool.
And he started calling me out with Green Apples.
Yeah.
And then I came up with this idea to start. Like a glamour skate magazine, like Thrasher meets like it was an idea. It's never actually happened.
Right.
But I told my friend Anna, I was like, we should call it Apples and Oranges, and you could get orange skate shoes, and it'll be really
green
cool.
And orange.
So I have like this little side thing, Apples and Oranges, orange skate.
Can we promote? Can we shout
on Instagram?
So let's throw that out there again. Go ahead.
Yeah, Apple Orange Skate on Instagram.
Apple Orange Skate.
Yeah.
So no spaces, just Apple Orange Skate on Instagram.
Yep.
Follow it today. Can they get any kind of product on there or t-shirts or something?
No, it's like
it's just
photos, like skate photos, like some dudes in suits and girls in like dresses and whoever's just down to like kind of like have fun and dress up and take some fun photos.
That's one cool thing about it now is like everything's accepted, it seems like you can do anything.
Yeah.
Even like, I mean, even like, because I know how skaters think and like act, they, you know, there's like the cool tricks or something versus like, oh, why are you doing that, you know? But now you could do no compliance,
right?
You could do whatever you want and it's still accepted.
I feel like I've always been really out of the loop. Like, I never know what's actually like trending or like cool right now. I try to keep up,
but it's kind of hard to keep
it
up
is.
Now. It's really hard because like, even like on my YouTube like feed, like, I'm like, oh, like they haven't like, girl has a new video out or Baker, you know, and then I find out just on a whim because I don't tune in. Like, even this podcast, I've had skaters on, but I've had way more like comedians and musicians. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's not, this podcast is not just skating. It's like, if I could get one, that's cool.
Right.
You know,
right.
I, you know, I think, I have had a handful.
Yeah. I haven't ever been too much of a, like, watcher. Like, I don't know what's what and, like, skate videos. I like to watch more, but I think it's just partly, like, maybe my ADD, or I just like I watch something and I'm like, I want to just go do it, like,
yeah,
not watch it kind of thing, you know?
That's so cool. I mean, that I guess, like, that's the right attitude to have. Yeah,
I'm like an outside kid. Like,
that's cool. That's cool.
I want to just be outside all day.
So Cyril and Devin kind of encouraged you, and then when did you start taking it more seriously as far as skating more?
I feel like it kind of never left me. Like, I would take breaks here and there, like, kind of get injured or, like, life happens and stuff. But, ever since I started, I just always wanted it to be a part of my life. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if I could still skate at 80, I'll still be rolling around.
That's so sick. I actually saw a thing in Hawaii.
I saw that,
Jason
too.
Jason Park. Oh, is his name?
Are you talking about the woman with
the
skate
woman
park
who built, yeah,
in her backyard?
Yeah.
That is so sick.
It showed up on my feed. Oh, because you follow Jason Park then, the Hawaiian skater?
I don't know how I saw it. Because
he's the one that interviewed her.
I don't know how
the
I saw
Asian
it,
guy?
But it just popped up.
On my
on
feed,
YouTube?
Too. Yeah,
yeah,
my feed, too.
And I was like, what is this?
So let's just describe what we're, because we're getting, like, really hyped up about it.
Right.
So I know, okay, so it popped up on my YouTube feed. Mm-hmm. It's this old woman,
yeah, amazing
in Hawaii
woman,
who decided, yeah, to just build a park in her backyard.
Yeah.
It was kind of designed cool, right? The
it's
tree was
dope.
Implemented.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice the tree in the middle?
Yeah,
and
she designed it all herself, and it's, like,
yeah,
very unique. It's very...
It's not a street course. It's definitely kind of a mini vert, kind of a,
yeah,
mini vert kind of...
Little transitions.
Little transitions.
Banks and stuff.
Yeah, banks and transitions.
Yeah. And so, the view is, like, beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
it's in,
wow,
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
I want to go there.
Yeah, I know, but I don't... Why did it pop in our feet? Like, it's so weird because
I
didn't
know.
Look for her.
No, I didn't either.
Did you watch the whole interview?
I did. I did.
So you watched, like, her and then her husband watching,
mm-hmm,
from,
yeah,
on that lawn chair.
Very supportive,
yeah,
guy, yeah.
And she's carving.
Yeah.
How old is this lady?
I thought she's like in her 70s, right?
Yeah, she's up there. And
yeah,
she's like... carving and,
mm-hmm,
she's like just having fun.
Yeah, she's got really cool
style, like the way her arm is.
Yeah, she's,
like,
an artist too, I think.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I,
yeah,
mean, yeah, of course.
To, like,
yeah,
paints or something, maybe.
That's really cool. So you,
yeah,
would want that kind of lifestyle when you're, like,
totally
like that lady.
I want to go talk to that lady and be like,
what island was it?
What
I don't
did
even,
you do to do this?
It was in Hawaii, but I don't even know what island. I was just like,
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I was just so impressed with.
So it popped up
thing.
On your feed. You just clicked on it. That's what happened to me. It was,
yeah,
like 4 a.m. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was like,
and
what
I
is
clicked
this?
On it.
Uh-huh.
And then I just saw her. Do you see her do the whole, she does a,
yeah,
whole round of her run.
She looks comfortable, too.
Well, she built it, of course.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's her,
like,
thing.
I was like, wow. She's been skating for I don't know how long. But
yeah.
That's awesome.
So you want, I mean, that would be ideal for you.
Yes, definitely.
You want something like that.
Totally.
Okay, let me ask
that.
You this. Would you build it exactly how this lady built it?
No.
But you,
but,
you would,
like,
kind
I
of...
would grab inspiration from that for sure. And if I was able to be, like, in Hawaii like that or somewhere where it's, like,
Hawaii, it's
a beautiful
such a magical
view.
Place. Yeah, such a magical,
yeah,
place. Have you been to Hawaii?
I've been once.
Oh, my God. Where,
yeah.
What island?
Why would...
Probably Honolulu, Oahu, or...
Oahu,
yeah.
Yeah,
Oahu, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, God.
I want to go back.
I know, imagine living there.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So what would you add, what would you implement in your course if you had the funds to build something like that? Would you add, like, a couple ledges or something like that? Or
yeah, maybe, like, a little manual pad and a mini ramp in there somewhere, a little spine, some banks,
yeah,
and
you,
pyramid.
Yeah, a pyramid. Okay, so yeah, you would add, like, other things in to that thing that lady had.
Yeah, depending on how much room I had. If I didn't have much room, I could just do, like, some little transitions. Maybe a little mini bowl would,
yeah,
be cool. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you need, I'm just wondering, do you need approval from the city to, like, as far as code? Like, can you just build, if you own the property,
have no idea.
I always wonder.
Probably
that.
Depending on where you are. I don't know how Hawaii is with rules,
yeah,
like that.
Cause I always fantasize because I don't want to live here forever. But have you heard of prefab homes? They're pre-made, like, mini homes that they could ship.
I know what mini homes are. Yeah, I've seen
micro
that.
Micro houses.
I've seen that.
Yeah, but my whole dream is to, because you can get one for, like, I don't know, under $100,000.
It's kind of cool, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you've seen them on YouTube?
I've seen them before.
Yeah, look up micro homes or prefab homes.
Yeah.
They're built and ready homes, ready to be delivered onto your land. And a lot of these homes have wheels on them. Right. So you could just truck them to the next spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing is the toilet. I mean, could you live with a compost toilet without running water? That's the only thing. I'm like, could I shit in one of those things and like just pour the rocks over
it? I haven't really like roughed it like that to know for sure.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But I'm not opposed to it either.
A compost toilet?
I'm not opposed to it completely, but I'm not sure how it would do.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure there's rocks. So there's a waterless toilet, and then it's just like tiny rocks or sand or sawdust. Yeah. So you take a shit, and then afterwards you have a scooper on the side, and you put like sawdust or rocks or something to cover up this shit smell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am kind of like a cat, so
yeah.
Maybe.
I would be open to it, but I do need water. I need to shower.
Yeah, like, for sure.
I would take a hit with the toilet if it's wasting water, but I do need a shower.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's two sides of me. I feel like there's this hippie side of me, but then there's this other side of me where I'm like a baby about everything and I have to have a comfortable bed.
Yeah.
But then this other part of me is like, you know, I could live in the mountains and just like frolic around and
have you been
take showers in the waterfalls or something.
I mean, I've thought of that too. Have you been camping as well?
Like, upstate New York is beautiful.
Yeah, didn't you live in New York? I mean,
I do. I'm back and forth a lot.
Okay, because I could have sworn you're from, like, because I saw you.
I'm from Bakersfield, but I have a place in New York, but I've been back and forth more. I've been back and forth the whole time, but more recently.
So what made you go to New York?
Just to change it up. I get tired of the same scene, and I was in LA for a while, and LA is like, I like it, but I don't at the same time. I don't know.
What don't you like about it? It's too congested, wouldn't you say?
It is. The driving part is the worst part for me. Like, it's so easy to just take the train anywhere and just skate anywhere in New York. Yeah.
What is that park near Chinatown? Kind of near
LES.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. That's a cool park.
Yeah, it's in Chinatown. Lower East Side.
Do you live around there?
No, not quite, but it's where I live in Brooklyn, and Bed-Stuy, it's not too crazy to get to. I live right next to the J train.
So what city from in what borough? I'm sorry, I want to be correct as far
yeah.
as
so I live
what
in
borough are
Bed-Stuy.
You? Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
Bed-Stuy, New York. And what's the skating scene like how is it different than the LA skating scene?
There's a lot more adults, I feel like.
In New York?
Yeah, like skating, which is cool.
That's cool.
For me.
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm old too.
I'm
getting up there.
In LA, I feel like there's a lot of little kids at most of the parks, which is fine too. I like skating with little kids too, but it's inspiring, motivating to see and a lot of adults skating.
The adults, and then they're like just down to just do whatever.
Yeah, and also not even in just skateboarding, but you see a community, more of a community there, and adults having little soccer leagues and like out there playing basketball and just doing things and like barbecuing a lot. Like, people are outside,
yeah,
which is cool,
isn't it? Because New York's expensive though, isn't it?
It is. But LA is not too far off. I feel like around.
How'd you find a spot out there?
My good friend Mike Sass, he's lived at this spot for a while, and then
shout out to Mike Sass. Mm-hmm. He hooked you up?
He hooked us up, yeah.
Okay.
His roommate moved out, and so it was not a bad price. And then during pandemic, we were able to talk the price down even a little more, which is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then how often are you commuting back and forth?
Right now it's like every other month. My parents are getting a little older, and I'm trying to spend more time with them in Bakersfield.
I hear you.
And I'm the youngest kid of five kids, so I feel like I'm the one that can do it. I don't have kids yet.
I'm right there with you.
I want to, like, you know, be there for them.
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm going to visit my mom next week. I'm going to Arizona next week. Yeah, I have to do it.
Right.
I have to do it.
Which, it's nice. It's nice.
And then so when you're out there, I mean, winters are harsh there in New York, though, isn't it? Like,
they are. I mean, it's been different, though, the last 4 years or so because of I don't know, climate change or whatever it is. But the snow hasn't been too crazy, which is good. But it'll be like freezing one day. And
I mean, it's cold out there right now for
me. Well, yesterday was 60 degrees.
What, at night?
During the day and at night, I'm pretty sure. And here it was 60 degrees, which is so weird, right? Yeah,
it was cold. I was wearing shorts last night. And then I was walking around. I was freezing my ass off.
Yeah, last week it was like snowing there. So it's like very like bipolar.
Yeah, you would think that in California it wouldn't be that cold.
It's interesting.
So what? Let's go back to your skateboarding. Like, when did you like... So what did you like about it? Like, or some of the first tricks you learned or like that you learned at the park or whatever? Like...
When I started, I thought I was just going to learn how to cruise around. I was like, that just looks fun.
Dog Pound documentary, yeah.
Yeah, just cruise carving. Around, get low, and learn how to kick turn. Mm-hmm. And Bertelmann was definitely one of my first tricks. Mm-hmm. More of the mainstream tricks that more people know of, rock and roll and rock to fakie, were definitely in there.
The coping or on a mini
Yeah,
or
like you go up the quarter and you...
You got that down, though, because I've seen your footage. You could do that.
Yeah, yeah, I've been doing that since the beginning. Is one of my very first tricks, so that's a fun one
for
me.
So rock and roll.
Rock and roll, rock to fakies.
Rock and roll to fakie. What about rock and roll and then turning?
Yeah, like rock
backside or front
side? So rock and roll, I do those backside. I haven't quite gotten it locked down front side, but I'd like to.
Are you goofy footed?
I'm goofy footed. So but I do a lot of, I like doing a lot of nollie and like switch.
Really?
Yeah.
You do nollie and switch stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, holy smokes.
But like, I feel like maybe I was meant to be regular, or it might be because like I've had some ankle injuries in the past. And
I've
so
heard
like
that.
To give the other foot a break and stuff, you know?
So you skate vert and transition like switch stance?
No.
Oh, just street stuff.
Stuff. I like to do a lot of like nollie and switch. Basic tricks, not flip tricks.
What about fakie?
Fakie too. Fakie's cool. Yeah. I used to do more fakie. I forget about fakie for some reason now.
Yeah.
Poor fakie.
Yeah, I never really got into the nollie. Yeah. Like some of my friends knew how to nollie good. I never could.
It just feels good to like use
that other front
leg. Yeah,
your front foot.
I like it.
You do. So how'd you learn? Did you just learn on a curb or something? Did you just like how to do a regular nollie? You would just hit your nose.
I just kind of broke it down in my head and I applied my ballet training to like skating a lot. Yeah, just kind of taking baby steps with everything helped.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
So there's similarities?
For sure.
All right, let's talk about the similarities with ballet and skateboarding.
Yes, so they're both very technical. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of footwork involved.
Mm-hmm. Balance.
A lot of like lower legs, like lower body strength. Mm-hmm. Balance, mm-hmm. like manuals and all that.
Finesse, because ballerinas have
finesse. Yeah,
their style.
And like every skater has their own style. Mm-hmm. And you would think that they're very, I mean, they are different, but they are very similar as well.
Yes. You know? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And then so what?
Ballet helped me a lot.
It did.
To like pick up other things and especially skateboarding.
So if you're listening, people's out there, you know, try doing ballet first.
For sure.
And it may help you with your skateboarding later
in
life.
Totally.
Is that a fair thing to say?
Oh, totally. I think like, well, for a lot of athletes, they take ballet. I know some basketball players mm-hmm. take ballet, mm-hmm. soccer players, mm-hmm. gymnasts.
Soccer makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because you're using
so,
all
like,
legs.
Quick, yeah.
And then this is all muscle.
Yeah.
And then,
jumping.
Basketball.
Basketball, yeah. Mm-hmm. Football players, too.
Because they're jumping.
Take ballet, some of them.
And then
it
helps them jump higher, mm-hmm. ollie higher, or whatever.
Yeah.
So what was, like, the first flat ground trick you learned where you're like, oh, like, I can't believe I landed that?
I guess ollies.
So when you first learned the mechanics of that, you're like, I'm like getting off the ground.
Right. And then like once I started skating after, I was doing a lot of transition. And so anytime I would land anything that was a street trick, I would just be blown away. I'd be like, whoa, I never even thought I'd be able to like pop my board off the ground. Like, yeah. I don't know what's happening right now. Like, my first shove it was like amazing.
Oh, I love shove-its. That's like my thing.
My first kickflip. Oh, it took me like...
It took me years.
Yeah, like...
It took me years.
4 years, I think.
No, it took me so long.
So, and I still don't have them. Like,
so long. Like, so long.
Yeah.
I know kids can learn it in a day now.
For sure.
They go on YouTube. And, yep. Eh, how to kickflip.
Yep.
But back then, like, I remember the night I learned in Arizona. We're at the Fashion Square Mall in Scottsdale, and my homies were there. We're skating a parking structure. It was at night, and we wouldn't leave until I landed.
That kind of happened to me
so
too.
So I'm just like, dude, I just want to go. They're like, nah, dude, again. And then I go, and then I would just like not commit.
Right.
I would kind of flick my leg out. They're like, no, dude.
Yeah.
And they're all surrounding me like a wolf pack.
And then finally,
and they kept saying, dude, you have to commit, man. You don't really want it.
Right.
You have to stay over your board, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, guys.
Like, okay.
I'm gonna get a Gatorade, man. I'm not gonna land it. You know, because they were way more advanced than I was. Like, they were tray flipping back then and doing ledge tricks. I didn't even.
Oh man! And when your friends are that much better, you're like, I just give up.
But then it forces you to kind of step up your game,
right? Right.
They're doing crazy,
especially
ledge
when tricks. They're like telling you to do it, and that's kind of a cool thing, though. They were being supportive and
really
like wanted you to do it.
Maybe I needed that motivation.
Yeah,
because if I'm by myself, let's say I'm just like, it's like late at night in front of
it's never the same.
A grocery store.
It's never the same.
I would just be like, I'm going home.
Right.
But they said, nah, dude, again.
Yep.
And it was like, and then I could tell they all stopped skating. So I'm like, fuck. Now I'm being a drag.
Right.
So I just remember, I don't know what kind of compelled me to like really commit to it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know what I was afraid of? Like twisting my ankle.
Dude, yeah, that.
I was afraid that, you know, because you can land primo or something. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, what if I like flip it halfway and then I'm going to look like a fool? I just said, fuck it.
That was always, especially in the first years of skating, that was always in the back of my head. Like,
I didn't want to roll my
ankle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember landing it and it was like an outer body experience. I was like, ah! And then I just remember everyone like, they're holding me up like I like got the last touchdown or something. You know, and I'm just like, oh man, that was a good memory. Good memory. Yeah. I miss those days. Yeah.
Dude.
That's what I miss. I used to have a crew back then in Arizona.
Yeah.
I had a crew. Now I don't know. I mean, I know some people, but it's like, I don't know if I'm...
Life changes and you like move to different spots and people move and...
I see these guys every day. Like, you know, they some of them went to ASU.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them went, like lived in my dorm. So it's like, I would see them every day.
Right.
But now it's like, I became like this lone wolf type thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you still skate?
Yeah, I'm not as much as I want to. I have a new setup I just put together over there.
Oh, dope.
And
okay.
I wanted to go. I was skating like at 8, but I'm like, dude, I'm like 5, whatever. Uh-huh. 5'4", 5'5". And I'm like, I want to go back to maybe a 7.75. So I just went to pharmacy the other day.
Yeah, I skate a 7.75 or 7.8.
Yeah, because I'm like small.
Otherwise, I'm not flipping.
Yeah,
my board.
Yeah, I'm just
or I'll
small.
Do, I'll do an 8 at the biggest.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I tried an 8 that.
Yeah.
The last setup I had was an 8. And I'm like, I mean, I could still do it, but it's like, I'm a small dude.
Yeah, like if you've got to. I feel like that helps. Like if you're like on the shorter side. It helps to have a smaller board if you're trying to do flip tricks and stuff. But now I don't get like how people skate these
huge
decks.
Oh, they're skating
decks,
like, they're skating like 12.9.
They're doing tray flips and stuff.
Their board's like this big.
How do they do that? Like Mark Gonzalez, I'm like, that dude's amazing. Like he skates
with the big.
He flips around, like does kick
flips
on like huge boards. It's
pretty
amazing. But
like in the 90s, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like a lot of the pros I looked up to, like just their video parts, like, I could have sworn they said they skated 7.75.
Oh, yeah, and tiny wheels, too.
Yeah, tiny wheels. But they were, like, way bigger than us.
Yeah.
Like, way taller,
right,
way
that's
bigger.
That's true.
Like, 160 pounds or more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, if they're doing it, and they're, 6'2".
And now it's like,
you know,
now it got like, it's the opposite. Like, the trend got, like, huge. Like,
now
big,
you have the little guys
boards.
Skating the huge.
Yeah.
But I've thought about that. I think the reason why is because they're doing such gnarly shit. Mm-hmm. Like they're jumping down shit and doing stairs.
That's
and,
true,
and
too.
And so it's more of a surface area. Maybe
they
to
say
land a foot,
that
feet.
There's more room for your
yeah.
feet to land.
Yeah.
Which I guess it makes
so
sense.
So to answer your question, yes and no. I mean, I want to get back into it. I'll never stop, but I just haven't been. I mean, not. I want to skate more than I have.
Yeah.
Like, I used to do it all the time. Like, I would skate everywhere.
Is there like a spot around here?
Yeah, there yeah. is. Okay, I didn't want to like kind of like burn the spot, but I because yeah. I walked to my grocery store and I noticed there's like a new ledge.
Oh,
it's waxed and there's like there's different sections and I looked over there.
Whoa.
Walking back from Ralph's and I noticed two skaters hitting it up. I'm like, oh, that's a spot.
That's cool.
But the only bad thing about it is it's kind of on not a. Yeah, it's not a flat.
Downhill?
Yeah, it's kind of some semi-downhill.
Uh-huh.
Pretty mellow, but still, depending if you want to approach it front side or back side.
Right.
You know? But for us, it would be front side because, it's on that side of the street.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to approach a back side, you'd have to go on the downhill slope and it would go upward towards it.
Right.
So you'd have to just push a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But I've seen kids, they're grinding it and look like they're having fun.
That's awesome.
And it's waxed.
Is it tall?
Oh, it's about like that. About that high. It's about that high.
Oh, so you're a ledge skater.
I like ledges, but I used to love banks.
Oh, banks are
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah,
banks
I used to love
so
just banks.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my whole thing, I would just be like, oh, I just want to go up there and do like a kickflip to fakie.
Yes.
Like clean.
Those feel so good. When I have landed them, they feel so good.
So,
fun.
So, I don't know. There's something about banks I like.
Yeah, it just feels good to like pop.
And then you
when
go
you're
down,
up there and
go,
then come
and back,
back
down.
Down.
Yeah.
Just like that flow.
Yeah, yeah. So, a lot of that took place in Arizona and I didn't get into it until I went to ASU and I had a board on me, but then I realized, man, this is every day is super hot here, and there was a pretty big scene that back then.
Arizona seems like there's
a ton
of skate parks and spots to skate.
Oh, now it's heaven.
Now,
oh
maybe
my God.
Not before.
No, but now, like where my mom lives, there's a Chandler, like Gilbert Park. There's a Chandler Park. There's Tempe Park. There's the way.
Wow.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just. And not only that, it's lit up at night. You know,
I was going to say, since it's so hot during the day, I'm sure a lot of those parks are...
They're open at night.
That's
and there's
awesome.
Lights.
I love when there's good lights in a park. Because
that's my time period anyway, because
mm-hmm.
I sleep, my sleeping schedule's a bit unorthodox.
Yeah.
So back to you. So you're so you did rock to fakies,
mm-hmm.
and then you're ollieing. What about the shove-its and stuff? Did that come
the shove-its
later?
Came a little later. Mm-hmm. Like, all that stuff has been just... It never like crossed my mind that I was gonna learn those kinds of tricks. So like
it just kind of came as
I kept skating. Like if you stick to it, I swear stuff will just start happening over
time. So you're
saying
you just have to commit to it.
You just have like just kind of like commit to it, but also just be consistent. I feel like if you take a week off, you're back to square one.
God.
Especially in the first years, like
it puts you back. If you take months, like because I haven't skated in a while, but then when you hop on the board, you're like, oh.
Totally,
you feel wobbly, and then you're blaming your trucks. You're like, oh
yeah,
truck's
any
rope.
Excuse.
my trucks are messed up, man.
Yeah.
All that
for sure.
But I would like to do it, you know, because I still think about it a lot. Like I'll lay in bed and be like. And think of like different, you know, I'm like, oh, that'd be cool if I tried that. But
yeah.
Then
well, we should do a skate sesh with the girls.
You think they would accept me?
Yeah.
And then we can make do a vlog or something.
Totally. Let's do it. We'll do it. We'll do like a whole day out
I've
of
had
it.
I've had your colleagues on here.
Exactly. That's what I'm
so
saying.
So you're friends with
you
Eunice?
Met Eunice and Hillary.
Oh, are those your homies?
Yeah.
So
totally.
You're friends with Eunice.
I am friends
I'm sorry
with
for
Eunice.
Spitting. I just spit just now. You're friends with Eunice.
Yes.
Shout out to Eunice.
Shout out to Eunice.
Dude. They kick ass.
Yoondog is
they
the best.
They kick ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary's dope. She's like
I've had her, a
top model.
She's been here too.
Yeah.
No, she's been
yeah,
here
I know.
Podcast.
No, I know.
So Hillary,
yeah.
You, and then who's the one we're missing? Brianna?
Brianna's dope. Yeah.
So
she's
been here?
She's been here too? I didn't know.
You know
that.
How I met her?
How?
This is how I met Brianna. So Brianna King, right?
Yeah, Brianna King.
So shout out to Brianna King. I used to do a YouTube side segment called Stevie on the Streety. kind of. Okay. I'd go on Hollywood Boulevard. I would just go be in public, and I would interview people on the street.
Oh, okay.
So we decided to mix it up one day. Mm-hmm. We went down to Venice. So I'm on the, you know, the boardwalk, had, you know, my crew there, and we're, like, trying to get, like, a segment done, and then she just happens to skate by.
Oh,
and I just remember she had a Shake Junk grip tape, and, uh-huh. like, and then she just seemed like she was having so much fun. She had a nice setup, and then... She was just down to get interviewed, and then, because her energy is so positive.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
I'm like, oh, you're cool. And so we just, I didn't know, like, she was that, she's really in the community, and, I learned later that she's, like, really involved.
Yeah, totally.
And stuff. So, that's how I met her, so shout out to Brianna. So, all your friends have been here.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, we're going to have to make a skate day out of it.
Pure pressure now.
You have to do it now.
That's if I get up. My sleeping schedule. I have the vampire schedule.
Yeah.
My sleeping is so. I've been judged like.
El Sereno, have lights.
Wait. Describe what else? What is that?
That's I don't a even skate know. Park.
Is that one with the yellow ledges? And
yeah, like the
I've
yellow
seen,
coping.
I've seen footage of that. Where is that?
I can't explain exactly where it is.
You'd have but to it's, in LA. It's in LA.
Yeah, it's in LA. It's like.
How do you spell that? S-E-R-E-N-O?
S-E-R-E-N-O.
Okay.
E-N-O. Yeah.
El Sereno Skateboard.
Yeah. That has lights till pretty late, I'm pretty sure.
And it's a public park?
Yeah.
I noticed, like, the way it's set up looks cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pros that, aren't there a lot of, like, really good people that go there?
Pros will show up, but what I notice about that area is it's very down to earth feeling, like the vibe is always pretty cool.
So, like, it's in a regular community, like regular town, like
it's not
around.
Like in like a super ritzy area or anything like that. It's just like very chill vibe.
And then you said it's open at nighttime.
Yep.
Till what time?
I don't know now. I know that it used to have lights till like 12 a.m. or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
How often do you go there?
I haven't been there in a long time, but when they first opened a couple years ago, I used to go
all
a lot.
The time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I got to get off my ass.
Yeah.
It's like usually like when I have a new setup, I'm like, it already has a couple like, you know, marks on it, but I don't know. It's just like, there's a mental thing going on with me where I'm like, I'll go. But then I think what it is, like, I don't like skating. Like, I need at least one person.
I don't either. I mean, it's just,
it's fun just to have one other person.
I could do it, but it's just like,
well, skating alone.
Yeah.
Like entirely alone.
It's not the same at all.
It's not, right?
No.
Like, I'll do that to go to the 7-Eleven or the grocery store.
Right.
And like do a little, whatever, slappy nose slides or whatever on the way.
Yeah.
But I won't. Like, I think I need those peeps there just for encouragement, or, you know, you get stoked on them.
Yeah, you
their
get
energy.
You feel the like synergy.
Yeah, I don't
on.
Feel that alone.
Yeah.
I heard Rodney Mullen skates by himself. Like,
I don't. Yeah, I know.
Did you see that document? I saw something on YouTube or something where.
No, but like I've seen like a piece of it where he's talking about how he only had a little square concrete that he would practice tricks
at, like,
on.
At 4 a.m, he would just go out there. Yeah,
he's amazing.
He's like a scientist, so
dude.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah,
like,
he's on this high math.
Like a wizard.
It's like high.
Yeah.
Like high math.
Yeah.
Just like a whole.
No.
Like on the.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Crazy level. Yeah. Okay. So, is there anything? What about like? What are your future goals? Are you planning to put like a. Like a board out, or like, are you a part of certain groups? Like, cause I know Brianna is a part of these other groups, like skate groups. Are you part of something like that, or like these affiliations with other?
No,
skaters?
I'm more of just like a supporter, and I'll try to go to
events.
Those events and things, if I can. I'm working on a documentary right now. It's still evolving a little bit with my friend Ben Duffy. Mm-hmm. It's just about the minority in skateboarding and just. More about women, but I mean, it's gonna be like a little bit of everyone in it, and
so the minority being the women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then keep going. This is interesting. And so, what made you come up with the idea?
Well, Ben Duffy, he's a good friend of mine from years. Mm-hmm.
Ben Duffy.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ben.
He's come out with several documentaries, and. One day he just thought we should do something he hasn't done before, and mm-hmm. he felt like it would be really cool. And I was like, yeah, I'm down to co-produce it with you, and we'll try to get some interviews and some cool footage and like travel, you know, to the East Coast, West Coast.
Right. So what made you come up with the idea? Like, did you notice something? Like, did you have experiences like being at a spot where you're like, oh, I'm the only girl here or something?
I mean, not necessarily like too specific, but just kind of hearing like more of the voices that have not been heard, and just different points of view of people that we don't hear from very much, like, and try to get like Peggy Oakey or someone like that, you know,
you
like there's always been like a female. There's always been females there throughout the history of skateboarding. Maybe not as many Alyssa Steamer, Marissa Dal Santo was one of my favorites.
There's some kick-ass Brazilian females.
Oh,
too, right?
Dude, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of Brazilian.
Yeah, well, Leticia Buffoni, when she was starting out, she was just, like, good from the get-go, I feel like. I used to watch her old videos. But, yeah, like, just, I feel like a lot of those voices haven't been heard that much, so it'd be really cool to I mean, we haven't really, like, narrowed it down to, like, what we exactly want to do. We just, like, we want to get in there and start creating something.
So I mean, this is just a suggestion. What if you get the old school, like a Peggy,
yeah,
and then you get like kind of modern
for sure,
but then you get the younger side
it's gonna be a little bit of
Victoria, you know, Victoria on,
that's exactly on what we've been talking about doing, just kind of like just the different sides of skateboarding. I mean, skateboarding is changed so much, and there's just like so much history, you know.
I just remember because I used to go to North Hollywood Park in Victoria, you know who I'm talking about.
North Hollywood local.
But I remember like just being there and her being the only female skater, like the whole session.
I remember going to that like park, then she would show up and just kill the and annihilate the whole park, and I'm like, whoa.
But I noticed too, because I hadn't seen her in a while, and then I noticed like her progression. I'm like, oh, she's like doing manual tricks,
tech stuff.
Back then, I know for a fact back then, this is like 2000, maybe, I don't know, 9 or 10, like whatever. Mm-hmm. She was doing, or maybe later, but I knew she had a varial heel, like a good varial heel. I'm like, because I saw her do it on the bank. I'm like, oh, damn,
Heel.
But then
really
now
good.
I'm watching her, and like, I've seen her, you know, her parts on whatever, Death Wish or Baker.
That part is
really
cool.
I'm like, oh, she's got manuals. She's doing other, other ledge tricks.
She's well-rounded skater.
She's progressed. I hadn't seen her, and I'm like, oh, she's gotten way better. Which is cool to see.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, going back to your documentary, you should get someone like of that age bracket.
For sure, yeah. And then Chelsea Castro, too. I know they're actually friends. She's a good friend of mine as well, but she's another one that's kind of in the same age bracket. Been like kind of, you know, the same time era.
And you could tell they're just down.
Down to earth.
Yeah, they were just down to skate, and they just... The vibe I'm getting is it's just them getting hooked up just happened to be.
It was an organic, natural thing. Yeah,
it was a natural thing where maybe people have seen her skate. Oh, I like her. She's down for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They hooked her up that way.
For sure. Yeah, because before it was like MySpace.
Oh, I remember MySpace.
Your top friends.
I remember MySpace.
But that was like, you know, that was the most that you were seeing. Like, there weren't even that many skaters or girls skating
at all
back then. Yeah.
Who's the Baker? Is it Lacey Baker? Something Baker? Lacey Baker?
Are you talking about Leo?
Leo Baker. Okay, Leo Baker. Sorry.
Yeah. Leo's killing it.
Yeah. I saw Leo too back in the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, killing
crazy
it.
Crazy talented. For sure.
So we're on our last. This flew by. We're on our last 10 minutes. Is there stuff that, did you want to maybe push the documentary? When should people anticipate the documentary as well? And
we would like to get it done by the end of the year. The title for now is "Wanna See Me Disco," Human Gold, just like
cool.
Just like the heart.
Yeah.
You know.
Of the.
of people, like what gets people going. And
is there like a GoFundMe involved where you're raising money for a budget to complete this documentary?
There is.
Did you want to maybe shout that out so people are familiar with it?
You could click the link through my Instagram handle.
Okay, so that's good that you brought that up. What is your Instagram handle?
Jennifer.Charlene.
Can you spell that out, the Charlene part too as well? Go ahead.
JennifR.Charlene.
Jennifer.Charlene.
Yeah.
Link in bio.
Yep.
And then that will take you to how to support this documentary.
Yeah, and there's a little teaser.
Teaser there?
Yeah.
Oh, like
that you could click
like
on.
A trailer.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah, and that'll be on the GoFundMe page.
That's dope. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to watch it. Yeah. And maybe, I mean, when do you anticipate that being out? Like, maybe a couple years, 2 years, year and a half?
He works pretty quick with his stuff. It might be like a year. We'll see.
So make that happen. Support it when it's out. Is there, do you want to maybe shout out a website as well? Like, do you have a website or anything?
I don't have a website up right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of like 2022 is me updating all of my resume and getting back on my acting grind because I'm an actor as well.
Now you bring it up in the last freaking 10 minutes. You never even mentioned that. Okay. So I didn't know that.
No, it's all right.
Commercial acting, regular, like. Hold on, I don't want to bypass.
No, it's okay.
No. So you audition for stuff?
So it's mostly been just commercial stuff, but this year I want to focus on trying to book some TV and film.
You
and
booked some commercials?
Take that step. Yeah, I booked.
Go ahead, say some things. Say some of the commercials you booked. I used to do it too, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I did Sour fun. Starburst. that's the one I'm known for is the Sour Starburst. Where, yeah.
I was in a Halsey commercial, as a Budweiser commercial. I played her double, basically, mm-hmm. Ashley, before she became Halsey. It was basically a little short film. It was super dope. I got to do a lot of acting.
And then how many callbacks do you have to do to get that?
That one, it was two callbacks. And I was really surprised because the first audition I had to act like I was playing the guitar. I don't know how to play the
guitar.
Were
you honest to the...
And I had to sing, which I cannot sing at all.
Were you honest with the casting agent? You said, hey, this is what I'm able to do. This is what I'm... Or did you lie?
I didn't even know what I was going into. I got there and they were like, think of a song that you could sing. And they gave me a guitar that was in the audition room.
Oh, no. So you're put on the spot?
And I was just like...
So you made something up? You had to.
I sang like a Beatles song, "Here Comes the Sun" or something.
Yeah. And then you got
and I
it.
Just looked at my phone and the lyrics real quick. Oh, and
were you nervous?
I was pretty nervous, but I was also like, I'm not gonna get this. This is ridiculous.
Can I add to that?
Yeah.
Usually, I don't know why this is back. This because I haven't done it since 2003.
Yeah.
Okay, but usually. You'd book the ones that you don't want. You're not invested
in
it.
You're right.
Because this is my theory. Those casting motherfuckers, they could sense the desperation. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they can, yeah.
They could sense the desperation, and they're like, oh, you want this too much.
Yeah. For sure.
But if you're like in there, because I booked a Taco Bell one back in the day. I did a fajitas thing. Where I had to cross the street and go, like, smell the air and go... fajitas. You know, and I just remember me doing that and like not giving a fuck. And then I got that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
those are hard to get. It's like
one in a
million, you know.
Oh, when you're the
those commercials.
Yeah, when there's the other Asian guy, like you've done the third or fourth, and then that's another Asian guy. Another Asian guy.
Well, now it's like with the skating ones, it's like there's so many.
Like
people that skate and like girls that skate and like
as far as what they're looking for.
Yeah. Like it'll be like a commercial where they need skaters and you're like, oh, I got this.
But now there's a lot of female skaters.
And then
now.
They won't even use a talented skater sometimes. They'll end up just using a friend of a friend that the director knew and so his cousin
and
she
has a better look.
That can barely stand on
and her look is great.
And her looks great.
Yeah.
But it's a whole
it's
other
so weird
it's a whole other beast.
Yeah,
for
I
sure.
stopped doing that.
Yeah. But it's fun. Like, I want to get back into classes and stuff just to, like...
So you're
like,
part of the union, SAG, and
after? I'm part of SAG, yeah.
You're part of SAG?
I am.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, Screen Actors Guild. Yeah. Shout out.
So, are you gonna... What's the next step with that? Maybe independent movies, something like that?
Yeah, I want to... I've done, like, a couple little short films with my classmates. A few years ago now. But I want to get back into creating stuff on my own, not, like, waiting for, like...
Now
the next big audition.
You're able to do that now because of technology.
Right.
You get a camera.
Exactly. I have no excuse.
You know
so,
what I'm saying? You
can
film your own movie.
Yeah,
on your
I just have to find that group of the crew of people that's committed to, like,
You need
waking
help.
Up and doing certain days and all that lighting and it's boom.
It's such a complicated world.
And on and on and on.
Yeah, because you have
writing.
You have your writers, then you have your editor, you know,
DP.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's so many.
You can do it. We can do it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So look out for her in a future independent movie.
I'll be coming out on High Fidelity. I'm going to be playing Zoe Kravitz's cousin.
So when it what is that?
And that's going to be coming out. It's going to be air. Just kidding.
Oh God, I was going to say I was ready to plug it for you.
That would be amazing, though. Yeah. We'll see.
You know what? That's a tough world too. It's such a. You have to have thick skin for that.
For sure.
Because it's like just the emotional abuse and letdowns you have.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I mean, I've had some of the worst commercial experiences.
Yeah, I feel like commercials can be even harder sometimes.
Yeah,
because
even,
you
they don't even know what they want.
They want you to be gimmicky sometimes, and
or,
if you're like, if
or
it's
your
not
facial
in you,
expression like.
You're right.
Or, you know, you're just, just your look or the way you respond.
It's more exaggerated.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, I feel like with, I don't know. It all depends.
One last story. So I was up for a Verizon Wireless campaign.
Oh.
I mean, this is.
That's big.
Major bucks.
Yes.
I made it to the very end. It was me and another Asian guy. So I've told this story before, but it's so painful, but it's so. Relevant to why I don't do it anymore. So we're in the room and there's all the producers are in there. You know the situation.
Uh-huh.
And they kept telling the other guy to go in the middle of the room. Let's say his name was Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Brian, will you do it again?
Oh, no.
Great.
They loved him.
Steven, you could go on the side of the room. Steven, we don't need you now. Can you stand on the side of the room? No, Steven, we'll let you know when we need you. Brian, can you now do it this way? It was like a stupid
and
Christmas caroling.
And you had to
caroling.
Just watch it all
I was
go
watching
down.
My demise.
Oh,
so I'm sitting there, I'm sweating like on the side of the in the side of the room, just my eyes crossed, like, you know, and this guy's killing it. He's making everyone laugh. Brian, fantastic, Brian. Dude, can you do it this way? You know? And I'm just
how
like,
long did this go on for?
It seemed like eternity.
Oh,
So finally they got so sick of just my ass being in the room.
Yeah.
Steven, you could actually go outside in the
oh,
waiting
no.
room. We'll contact you and get you
now they
when
say
we
something.
You. Yeah. And guess what? That time never happened. I was there in the hallway, whatever. You know how like you're in the you know these casting places. The next group of people sign in for like the Ford,
right?
You know that they're already on the next thing, and I'm still there until one of the they forgot. They're like they had to send one of their people to get me to tell me to leave. They're like,
no.
Steven, you could actually go.
You're good.
So I'm like, I knew I didn't book that.
Jeez.
It was, it wasn't for one. It was a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So a campaign, this Verizon, this would have been like at least 50K.
Huge.
Like 50 to 100K. Something like crazy.
Residuals.
Yeah, it would have been
package.
3 to 4 commercials. They would have played it during the holiday season. The whole thing.
That's stressing me.
This is what I went through. You don't have to go through this. You don't have to go through this, Jennifer. I went through it.
Yeah.
So I'm like on a side note, I forget about it, but then I'm watching. Back then when I did watch TV, they played the shit out of
me. That reminds
me. I'm watching this fucking guy.
That reminds me of a Coppertone commercial where I was supposed to like fly to Chile or something. And it was the same kind of deal. And then the commercial comes on. And it's like a blonde chick with like little cutoff shorts, like cruising around on like Yeah, I don't know.
So
like
you're
a
seeing
board
the
or
person
something.
That beat you that, out,
but it's like opposite of what I look and I'm like.
Yeah,
oh,
you know he's
like,
knocking on the door. Tis the season yeah. to be.
And gone, you see it come on. When you see it come on, it's like
it hurt. No, they played it all the time. They played it every other commercial. I'm like. Could have been me.
Yeah, I same thing happened with me with the Copper Tone. Like,
yeah, so after that,
lotion.
I just said, fuck this shit, man. I do my own content.
Yeah.
So subscribe today, folks. Yes. You know, support me in this way, huh?
Yeah.
I don't do that, so I do this now, okay?
Totally.
I interview interesting people, you know, with cool shit going on, and this is what we do now.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait for their approval.
Yeah, nope.
I approve myself, yeah. Motherfuckers!
We're gonna do our own yeah, shit!
This is my shit, man! I don't need your approval!
Get out of here! Yeah.
I cast you out.
Yeah.
How about that? Instead of me being casted out,
now how do
I
you
cast
feel?
You out.
Now how do you feel?
Yeah, you get in the waiting room. Outside of my room.
You go.
Motherfucker. No, that does something to you.
It does.
No, I'm telling you, that
no,
does something to you.
I'm sure you are.
Because all of the, all
I'm sure you're triggered
right
now.
That jelly bean jar. All I put everything in that jar. I'm
dude.
Like, dude, I'm going to. This
you're
is
like,
it.
I'm so close.
Woo! I'm going to make bank finally. You know, I was buying jeans at the Army Surplus. Those, you know, I was
yeah.
like wearing the same Levi's, doing the whole shit. Living off BRC
yeah.
bean rice burritos at
yeah,
El Pueblo.
Right.
El Pueblo. I was struggling.
Yeah.
You shame on you casting people.
Yeah, ruining people's
lives. I cast
lives.
You now. And no, you're not allowed on
oh,
the Steve Weaver show.
Coming
no,
on this show.
No, you have to send me your fucking resume. Okay. All right. Thanks for coming
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
sure.
for my, you know, I'm sorry for
no,
that
yeah.
whole rant at the
had
end.
Had to let it out.
Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby if you want to help support the platform. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com for all my music stuff. Oh, Scissor Bros. YouTube.com/Scissor Bros. Tune in every Friday. Like the videos, guys. You know, we're still doing it. Instagram/QUANGOU. I do have some music on Spotify, QUANGOU. If you want to send any packages or mail, send all your stuff to the Stevie Weeby Show at 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. It was an honor having you.
Thank you.
Best of luck in your endeavors. I hope you book something grand.
Thank you.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry were techers, did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sands. Do the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling stir, crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustained. I'm down for the count on the ground. Today, don't give it away, the peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's afraid, he feels betrayed, lift this way, can deal with shade. His fate is a spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal of mail. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.